Cafe Detroit presents Lions Review on Lions Radio 97.1. The Ticket with head coach Jim Schwartz and your host Dan Miller. Tonight's Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review Show is brought to you by the 2011 Ford F-150, built Ford Tough. By Pepsi Max, zero calories, maximum taste, official soft drink of the Detroit Lions. By Labatt, cheer till you're blue. And by Hungry Howie's, the official flavored crust pizza of the Detroit Lions. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Lions Review. We are live tonight at the Hard Rock Cafe in downtown Detroit. Lions head coach Jim Schwartz in the house. Kyle Vandenbosch here as well. Kyle will join us coming up in just a bit. We'll go back over the Lions' loss to the Niners yesterday and look ahead to their game coming up against the Falcons. Coach, it's been a bit different, I would think, in the aftermath of this game than others.
Yeah, you know, just seeing Kyle Vandenbosch walk up, I need to get a pair of those red contacts from him from now on for the post game.
All right, 24 hours later, time to think about what happened. And I'm sure discuss it over and over today, as you intimated, you talked to a lot of people. 24 hours later, your thoughts on what happened? Any different?
Well, the game is about players. And the most unfortunate, regrettable part of this is that, I interjected myself into a player's game. And it's player's game. I mean, we lost a game. Both teams are 5-1. Both things have good things going on. And, it was a tough, hard-fought win for them. And I think it just detracts from that, and that's the thing that's, you know, the most unfortunate about it.
You're a very emotional coach. I mean, in the midst of all this, we have seen all the fist pumps and things like that, but you clearly feel like there's a line that was crossed yesterday that violates, as you put it, protocol in the NFL.
Well, I think I said everything I was going to say last night about it. I'll just leave it from there, you know, and just say, hey, whatever I said yesterday, I'll sort of stick with. And, I've had about 40 or 50 handshakes. We'll go off without incident, and I hope to get back there next week.
Well, next week it'll be against the Falcons. Let me take you back, though, and look at yesterday's game. Very strange game. As we sat in the booth, it was tough to ever really get a feel for that game. It was close. It was tight, where one play could make a big difference. But it was tough to get a feel for which way it was going.
Well, it was a tough game. We didn't play our best, obviously. But we still had about four or five chances to make one play to win that game, and we didn't make them. So our hats go off to the 49ers. You know, they made the play. We didn't. But I think we still take, I don't say a little solace, but we take pride in the fact that there's good things ahead for this team, that, you know, we have the ability that even if we don't play our best, we're still in the game. We took care of the football. We had no turnovers. We were able to get a couple turnovers. That kept us in the game, you know, even though, you know, as I said, we didn't play our very best. And the crowd was great. Another 2 weeks in a row, we've had just fantastic crowd that affected the game. You know, when they pay that money for that ticket, they're not just an innocent bystander, you know, enjoying the game. They actually have it. They have as much a role in the game as any one of our 53 players. So that meant a lot to us.
Well, the ups and downs of the NFL season can be a roller coaster, and fans feel it. And somebody said last night, and I think this is a great point, better to be dealing with a loss and trying to figure out what went wrong when you're 5-1. That's a good feeling. You've done some good work so far. That work doesn't change as you move forward.
Right. I mean, we're 5-1. The only thing that means is we're not going 16-0. We're still a work in progress. We're still a hard working team. We still have a lot of work to do. And maybe this helps us a little bit. Maybe it brings us back. It's hard to believe that it's been almost 11 months since we've had a losing locker room. And I know a lot of that was the lockout. We weren't around, but yeah, thanks. The last time we got together after a loss and had a meeting like that, it was early December of last year. And so it's been a long time. We need to remember, you know, how much losing hurts, and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Is it just me, or do you notice how quiet it is in here tonight? Everybody's paying attention. I think you got everybody's attention now. They're out there. Nobody wants to violate any protocol here. Yeah, I've never heard you guys this quiet. This is great. They're hanging on every word. You mentioned it's been 11 months, Coach, since you guys lost the game. key thing is, as you move forward, you don't want to let a team beat you twice. And how your guys react to this, and you got a great locker room, how you guys react to this is a big key.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, we had a lot of experience coming back off of losses. So I feel very confident that that we'll take that.
Is that the silver lining
approach
in that dark cloud?
Yeah, that was about 3 years where we had plenty of experience dealing with a loss. What we didn't know is how to deal with a win, and that happened to us a lot of times in my first 2 years. We win a game, get a little too full of ourselves, come back the next week, and it came back to bite us. And the one thing that we did last year when we went on that four-game winning streak, and we've done this year as we've come out, is we've changed that. Expectation, that culture a little bit, where we expect to win on the road. We expect to win division games. We started winning streaks, and we were talking about those things rather than all the other things. But, we have a lot of confidence in our locker room. Guys like Kyle Vandenbosch and Nate Burleson and Corey Williams and Jeff Backus, and those guys have been through a lot of things in the NFL, a lot of hard times, a lot of good times. And part of the deal in the NFL is you have to be able to deal with the loss. I mean, after we get done this show, it's going to be pretty much over for me. Go back, work on Atlanta, and get ready to play the next week, and that's what you have to do.
Well, as you got ready for this game against the 49ers, you said several times, very good defense, very fast defense. You pointed out Navarro Bowman specifically a couple times. I got sick of calling his name yesterday. He was all over the field, really just a terrific NFL player, did a great job yesterday. But it seemed like their speed on defense was a big factor in yesterday's game.
They did a nice job. I mean, you have to give credit where credit's due. And, they did a good job covering. They did a good job rushing. They gave up a few chunks of yards, but not the big play. Made it difficult on our offense to move the ball consistently. You know, we got 10 points in the first quarter and came back at a touchdown later, but it was tough sledding for our offense, and I think we have to give hats off to or give a shout to their defense. Their front four and our front seven in particular is as good as we'll see in the NFL. We can play better, and we will play better.
Key to playing better in the red zone. Yesterday was a great test because they were the number one team in the NFL in the red zone coming in. You got down there a couple of times in this game, but settled for field goals instead of touchdowns. We've talked about that a number of times. Often in the NFL, that comes back to bite you.
Yeah, and we're a good red zone team, too. I mean, last year we were near the top, and we'll be near the top again this year. We have to run the ball a little bit better. You know, you have to be able to run it in. It makes it very difficult to pass it in there when you get down close. And we've had the ability to pass it in. They did a good job of combating some of that, some of the things that we did. But it comes back to being able to run the ball. We didn't do a good enough job running the ball, and that comes from our running backs, our offensive line, our tight ends, everybody together, even our wideouts. If we're getting open a little bit better, making them pay in the pass game, then it opens the run game up a little bit more.
You know, I look too, obviously they were very good against the run, the number one team in the league against the run as well. There was a point where you got the ball back yesterday with a four-point lead. That's where you would have loved to have been able to salt that game away. And when this thing's all said and done, and this team's where you want it to be, that's, I would assume, the goal. That's what you want to be able to do, run that four-minute drill, knock that time off the clock.
Well, yeah, I mean, you want to keep running time off the clock. You also still want to score. You want to keep getting first downs. However, we have to do that. We obviously had a hard time getting the run game going consistently. We had a couple decent runs in there, but our efficiency was down. You know, we were only about 35% efficient, and we want to be about 50% efficient in our run game, particularly at the end of the game when you have a chance to drive some time off the clock. We had a couple inopportune penalties also. And they set us back. You know, he had a big chunk. The Nate Burleson down set us up. That got called back with a high-low chop. And a couple other times we had good drives going, and, you know, we get a false start or something. Didn't have as many penalties as 49ers, but still our penalty came at the wrong time.
Didn't look like Matthew was as sharp as we had seen him. The nice thing was no turnovers yesterday. And if you're going to be off without turning the ball over and giving the other team a short field. But it didn't look like the passing game. Credit to the Niners as well, but it didn't look like your passing game was necessarily in sync.
Yeah, I think Matt would agree with that if you ask him. That wasn't one of his better games. But, you know, again, if we get a 4th-and-5 stop at the end, maybe we look at it a little different. He does just enough to get us to win. And maybe part of that was taking care of the football and not having the turnovers. So, we have to be able to support him with our defense, with our special teams. You know, with the rest of the offense, I don't know that we did that, but, you know, I'm sure Matt will tell you himself that he can play better and will play better.
All right, Coach Hanging, then we're going to take a break, come right back. When we do, we will take a look at the defense and how they performed yesterday. Plus, we'll take a look ahead to this week's game. Another home game, third straight game at home against the Atlanta Falcons. We'll talk about that as well. Stick with us. You're listening to Lions Review. Kyle VandenBosch in just a bit. Step aside. Come right back.
Players don't score half a goal, make half a shot, or slide halfway into home. Players win by going hard. As Detroit fans, you can't go to a game uncommitted. Show dedication. Show pride. Show up to Hard Rock Cafe every home game for Hard Rock's pregame specials. Get half-price premium wells and draft beers from 4 till 7. Hard Rock Cafe provides free validated parking and shuttle rides to every game. Park in the CompuWare garage on Monroe and get rocked before every home game at Hard Rock Cafe Detroit.
For three generations, Wright & Flippis has been the most trusted choice for a variety of healthcare services, including home medical equipment, orthotic bracing, prosthetics, and respiratory care. For the convenience of our customers, we have more than 30 Wright & Flippis locations to serve you. We work with you to coordinate your insurance coverage, and most products can be delivered right to your door. I'm A.J. Flippis, president of Wright & Flippis, and our daily commitment is to provide each and every patient with the best possible customer service. And as long as my family's name is on the building, that will always be the case. If you need anything for your home health care, please visit the Wright & Flippis closest to you. We have more than 30 locations throughout the state to serve you.
Wright & Flippis, first to serve your home health care needs.
Football season's just around the corner, and it's time to go deep. Deep dish, that is. Cottage Inn, a proud sponsor of the Detroit Football Lions. Right now, get a large gourmet pizza for only $10.99. Just stop in at any one of our 75 convenient locations and mention you want the Lions special. Cottage Inn, serving you with a smile since 1948.
I'm in with the in crowd. Cottage Inn.
Hey, here's a little good news. If you want decent mileage in a pickup, you don't have to order your engine off the kiddie menu anymore. Say hello to variable cam timing, direct injection, and piston cooling jets. Yeah, the engineers at Ford have been busy. They got four, count them, four new truck engines for the 2011 F-150 to give you the most power, most payload, most torque, most towing, and from our pals at the EPA, the absolute best fuel economy. An estimated 23 highway miles per gallon. Yep, that's best in class, and you can only find it in one truck, Ford F-150. Now that's tasty. This is the future. This is the Ford F-150. Built Ford tough.
Claims based on full-size pickups when properly equipped. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid. EPA estimated 17 city, 23 highway, and 19 combined MPG. Compared to comparable competitive engines. 3.7 liter V6 4x2.
Some complain. We explain.
97.1.
This is the Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review on Lions Radio 97.1, The Ticket, with your host, Dan Miller.
And welcome back, everybody. Lions head coach Jim Schwartz in the house. Kyle VandenBosch coming up in just a bit. We are definitely in the internet age because we're just barely 24 hours away from yesterday, and you've already been signing 8x10 glossies of the post game with you and Jim Harbaugh yesterday.
Hey, I'm proud to be from Detroit. I'm proud to represent these fans.
Yeah, and they love the way you do it. There's no doubt about that, Coach. And tonight's conversation with the coach is brought to you by Shore Mortgage.
I might have lost my Detroit card if I had walked away from that. So
yeah, I
sort of blame all these people out here.
Judging by your reaction, I don't think there was much of a chance of that. That might have been the mixture of a Baltimore and a Detroit card, and apparently they're both very much alike. Tonight's conversation with the coach brought to you by Shore Mortgage. Home loans are all we do. Let me get back to yesterday's game. Your defense, your thoughts overall on the performance that you guys had at the end of the day. Wasn't like they lit up the scoreboard, but as you said, one play away from where you wanted to be.
You know, we probably were about four plays or five plays away defensively from playing a dominating game. I mean, we dominated probably about 90% of those snaps. Unfortunately, had two long runs, two third down conversions that we should never allow, third down and 13. And then also the touchdown pass at the end. I mean, in a coverage that was good for what they ran, we just didn't execute it very well. I mean, and you can't say this about the NFL because you could say it about every single game, but we played the other snaps so well that those really stood out, and those were the ones that they got their points off of. And we can play better. I think our defense takes a lot of pride in keeping people off the scoreboard. We never want to allow touchdowns. We know they're going to get some field goals every once in a while, but you know, it's a very prideful group, and I know we'll bounce back.
I know one of the things they take pride in and every team sets out to do every Sunday is stopping the run. And it's been kind of an odd mix in that you've done a pretty good job stopping the run, but the biggest problem has been some of those big runs. We saw it with Forte. We saw it again yesterday with Gore. Two very good backs, but two backs that hurt you with some big ones.
Yeah, Forte, I think, was a little bit different because his big runs were 23 yards, 19 yards, things like that. They weren't these 40 and 50-yard, you know, type plays that we gave up yesterday. And that's what we got to do a little better. I mean, our opponents are going to make some plays. We're not going to throw a shutout on every single play. But we need to be able to get back and be able to line up again and keep teams off the scoreboard. And after a couple of those long runs, we weren't able to do that.
Special teams huge yesterday. We talked about field position before the game and how big it would be. You knew their punter was terrific, and Andy Lee did a great job. And dangerous return guy in Ginn, and got you on a couple there and one at the end that set them up with pretty good field position.
Yeah, particularly the one at the end was disappointing because it was at the 30. We have a chance to get good field position. We actually even had a guy get blocked in the back, and if we could have got that called, that ball would have been back on about the 15-yard line to start that series. You know, instead it's on our 40 or 35, whatever it was, and they were set up to be in scoring range. And you know, our defense, our special teams had a lot of pride. I thought that Ryan Donahue punted very well in the first half. I thought that Jason Hansen kicked off very well throughout the game. You know, and Jason's going to hit 9 out of 10 on those 50-yard field goals, and we're going to make those plays in the future. But, you know, we can do a little bit better on our coverage units in particular. It's hard to get our return game going. I mean, the way people are kicking the ball through the end zone now, you know, Stephon Logan's not getting very many opportunities. But in the punt return game, we can get a little bit more. A couple of those were one block away from getting an even bigger chunk of yards.
Well, you look around the league, Coach, 5-1, and you're seeing every week there's nothing's a given in this league. The Packers now the only unbeaten team, but you saw New Orleans run into one yesterday, and teams around the league just seemed New England had to pull one out in the last seconds. It's an unpredictable league, and it seems like everybody's kind of meeting in the middle. There's a lot of talent, a lot of good teams. Teams have to earn it every Sunday.
Right, and we know that's the way the league's going to be. It's very rare that you have a game like we had against Kansas City where the score gets lopsided. You know, everybody's, you know, I mean, everybody's good in this league, and everybody can compete weekly, and you have to be at your best every week. And like I said, we haven't played our best yet. You never play a perfect game, but we certainly aspire to, and, you know, and you need that consistency throughout the year. It's a long, long season. You know, there's been tons of Super Bowl teams that have had three-game losing streaks within the season. It shows you how long, you know, the season is. You got plenty of time to come back from things. You said the loss yesterday still doesn't, you know, negate the fact that we have gotten off to a good start this year. We're 5-1 with a home game, and coming back to a very good Atlanta Falcons team, another NFC team, a game that we need to win in the head-to-head contest with.
Job at best, another concussion. This will be a week of evaluating him to see how he looks, but certainly that's a significant hole to fill if Javid can't go. He provides you with that big play threat.
Right, and we've had some guys with concussions that weren't able to finish the game, and generally that's not very good news. They have a little longer time coming back from those traditionally. But, you know, Javid was available to finish the game. His symptoms really didn't start hitting him until after the game. And we took a look at him, and you know, I'll have to go through the whole protocol. But a lot of times those guys come back quicker. We'll take our time. You can never speed up a concussion. There's a recovery from a concussion. You know, it's not something you can tough out. You just have to wait, and when the symptoms clear up, he'll be ready to go, and he'll contribute.
Talked about the Falcons. It's a good team's playoff team. It's one of those quarterbacks. You got to know where he is all the time because one of those guys that you can have trapped and then bang, he's going to get outside. I'm sure we'll talk to Kyle about that, but he's a dangerous player that can beat you in a lot of different ways.
And he's got good playmakers around him, a good running back in Michael Turner, Hall of Fame tight end and Tony Gonzalez. You know, rookie looks like he'll probably play Julio Jones, who's a really big-time talent and one of the leading receivers in the NFL last year, and Roddy White. That's good talent around him, and you know, I think he doesn't need to do anything more than get those guys the ball, and our job will be shutting down those playmakers, not just shutting down Matt Ryan.
You mentioned this is a home game. I know these guys, and talking to some of them in the locker room today, you lose a game like that, you want to recover physically, but I think mentally it seems like you have that attitude. You can't wait to get back out there and try to get this thing right again.
Right. We want to perform for our fans. Ford Field has been, you know, just a fantastic place to play, particularly this season. With the sellouts, even selling out the preseason game against New England. I mean, that's the players really, really appreciated that. And I think the thing they most appreciate is how knowledgeable our fans are of when to be loud, how that consistent loudness affects the game, you know, with the false starts and miscommunications and things like that. And that's what home field advantage is all about. It's not just 53 guys or the 46 that are on the active roster. It's, you know, 67,000 in the stands also.
So we can stamp it now. They're educated. They're making noise at the right time. I know that was something that we had talked about.
We have come a long way there.
There was a couple times where the offense said quiet down, and it got pretty quiet in there.
And we need that. And also, it's very, very difficult on opponents. I think our fans see how they can affect the false starts and how that affects field position and down and distance and things like that. And that's what a home field advantage is all about. We're really lucky to be here.
You look like you were having some fun yesterday on the sidelines on a couple of those false starts as well. The whole team, it seems, a couple times where we're holding up, that's two, that's three, that's four.
Well, we want to encourage the crowd as much as we can and, you know, just give them something to shoot for. And if you can keep track of stuff like that, like I said, you're buying a ticket. You're not just cheering for the team. They actually had an effect on the game, and I think our fans took pride in that. Our fans took pride, and they just weren't there eating a hot dog and drinking a soda and watching the game. They were actually participating in it. And the more that we can get, the better it is for us.
Coach, great stuff. Thank you. We appreciate your time. As always, Lions head coach Jim Schwartz, everybody. Lions getting set to take on the Falcons. When we come back, we will welcome in Kyle VandenBosch here on Lions Review live from the Hard Rock Cafe. We'll open up the phone lines, take your calls as well. You want to talk Lions? This is the place to do it. We're in downtown Detroit, 7 to 8 tonight here on Lions Review.
Looking for the latest scores and headlines from your local teams? Just text SCORE to 97136 from 97.1 The Ticket.
When you open a beer and the night gets better, it must be Blue Light. So you open a beer, and the night gets better because you're all at your buddy's lake house. Must be Blue Light. He opens a beer, and the night gets better because you're at his lake house and the girls want to play strip poker. Must be Blue Light. Someone opens a beer, and the night gets better because you're at the lake house. The girls are playing strip poker. One girl has a commanding lead, and you and the guys are just spectators. Blue Light. Better beer, better times.
Always refresh responsibly. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
The two guys in there thinking of stuff. A Hungry Howie's radio ads.
You know what the secret to any good radio ad is?
Enlighten me.
Accents. Observe. I could easily say get a $5, $10, $15, or $20 meal deal from Hungry Howie's. But add an accent and... You know what I love, matey? Hungry Howie's $5, $10, $15, and $20 doubloon meal deals are...
Pizza for pirates. Brilliant.
Well, I do declare. I simply adore Hungry Howie's $5, $10, $15, and $20 meal deals. Oh, my.
A Southern Belle. Just what the brand needs.
Hey, mama. Get a meal deal from Hungry Howie's. Don't be a hound. Dog.
Is your goal not to sell pizzas?
Hilarious. Guess who this one is? I'm a big dumb ad guy, and I'm too cool for accents.
It's you.
Deals worth accentuating. Oh, that's an idea. Visit the home of flavored crust pizza to get a $5, $10, $15, or $20 meal deal.
Hungry?
Howie's!
My love affair with burgers began at Big Boy, where they've been doing burgers better than anyone for 75 years now. Big Boy and Fries, that's my go-to. So when I heard about these new Burger Lovers burgers, well, let's just say I tried all five in 24 hours. My favorite place just got more favorite-er.
Your new favorite burgers are here. Burger Lovers burgers. Big, bold, burgery, made with fresh, never-frozen patties and a bun full of flavor.
It's your Big Boy.
Hi, I'm a football fan, and I need tickets to the game.
And I'm a football fan with tickets I can't use. Stupid client dinner. Stupid
so where do we go to find each other?
NFL Ticket Exchange by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace of the NFL. Stupid traffic school.
That's right. I get in the game no sweat.
And I get paid automatically without having to mail or ship my tickets. Stupid witness relocation program.
Really?
Ticketmaster sends your official resale tickets via email.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Very cool. So if you're like one of us...
and you need to buy or sell NFL tickets...
go to NFL.com/ticket exchange today.
As guys, we just want the facts. Here's one. Last year, over 100,000 men chose to get an annual physical at Oakwood. Why? Oakwood specializes in men's health, including cardiology, orthopedics, urology, and annual physicals. Oakwood makes it easy to schedule an appointment or find a doctor if you don't have one. Call 800-543-WELL or visit oakwood.org. Oakwood, we specialize in you.
Looking for the latest scores and headlines from your local teams? Just text SCORE to 97136 from 97.1 The Ticket. This is the Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review on Lions Radio, 97.1 The Ticket, with your host, Dan Miller.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Lions Review live from Hard Rock Cafe downtown. Lions head coach Jim Schwartz with us for the first half of the show, joined now by Kyle VandenBosch. We'll open up the phone lines, take your calls, 248-539-9797. That's how you reach us. All right, KVB, number one, how you feeling?
Because, I feel good.
A little neck stinger yesterday?
Yeah. I came around the corner, and once I get going, I can't control myself. The guys get on me a lot because I run over my own teammates quite a bit. So, but I came around the corner and ran into the back of one of their guys on a pass rush, and it just kind of got a little bit of whiplash. But, you know, I thought I might be sore today, but I woke up this morning, felt great.
Yeah, they said you were in the weight room bright and early. At that point, nobody's worried about you.
No. I was feeling good this morning.
So, all right. Talk to me about opening play yesterday. First play from scrimmage, you come up big. Sack, forced fumble, recovery.
Yeah, it was a good way to start the game. Anytime you can start the game with a big play that can give you some momentum at home. You know, I had hoped that we would be able to get a touchdown out of that drive, but, There's a lot of things you study the more you're around football and the longer you play the game. And you study formations, you study backfield sets, you study your offensive tackle, and you also try to get get-off keys. And, I had a good one going into this game. I studied it on tape, checked it out in pregame to make sure that it was still accurate. And, you know, I just went with it on the first play, and I was able to get a good jump on the snap count and they gave me a good head start and got around that tackle before he knew it hit him.
You got a great jump. I mean, he wasn't even up out of his stance, and you were by him. Did they change anything after that? Did they figure, okay, this guy knows a little something here?
Yeah, the very next play with the next series when they're out on the field, they went hard count and double cadence. And, they tried to mix it up the rest of the game. I'm sure teams try to slow us down with hard count, but at our place with our crowd and our fans, it seems to get them in more trouble than it does us. I don't know how many false starts they had yesterday, but, yesterday and the week before, it's tough for teams to come in and hard count us because they can't hear the snap count themselves.
You ever had one of those where the ball doesn't even hit the ground?
Never.
I mean, that was clean.
I don't know if I've ever seen it. I just chopped so hard, it kind of tucked right in my arm. And I think everybody was surprised because everybody knew it was a sack strip, but nobody could find the ball. And I probably had an opportunity to get up and run a little bit with it. But, it was a great way to start the game. I mean, some games, probably the way I get a lot of my sacks is I never quit. And when other guys get tired out, I keep coming, and that's when I take advantage of them. And to start the game, the very first play – with a big impact play like that, it felt good.
Talk to me about how you felt the defensive line played yesterday. As a quarterback with a little mobility, he can move around a little bit, just like you faced one with Cutler the other night as well. Quarterbacks that can see the pressure and move a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it was similar to the Chicago game in a lot of ways. There was a lot of quick passes. There was some three-step, there was some five-step. Now, when he did drop back, They kept some extra blockers in, and but you know, teams seem to be coming at us with a similar type of game plan, with getting the ball out of the quarterback's hands quickly, throw some screen passes, and not let him take a lot of hits. And we knew that coming in. You know, what they've done with their offense is they've been really conservative, and they don't want the quarterback to make mistakes or you know, have turnovers. They just want to control the ball and, worst case scenario, punt. So, you know, we knew that when they did drop back and we had opportunities, we'd have to capitalize. But yeah, I mean, I thought we did a good job for the most part. I think, you know, from an outsider, you probably look at our game and say, well, the defense got gashed on some long runs and everybody wants to point to the D line. But, you know, that's in this league, you know, everybody has to fit up their gaps, not just the guys up front. And it's, if there's one guy that takes a bad step or misfits or can't get off of a blocker, good running backs will find that hole. And that's the type of back Frank Gore is. And, you know, he did a great job, and, you know, he got through that line of scrimmage and he had ahead of steam and he was gone a few times.
It's an odd running style, really good player, but man, he runs low.
Yeah.
Really runs low. What kind of, obviously he's presented problems for people for a long time. What does he present with that running style?
Yeah, you know, he reminds me, when I was in Tennessee, we played against Jones-Drew every year. And it's hard to find him until he's past the line of scrimmage. There was a couple of times on those traps and wham plays where he showed initial patience and waited for the play to develop and find his hole. But once he saw the hole, he has a tremendous burst, and he's so low. You know, he was, you know, 5-10 yards downfield before a lot of guys could figure out where he was. And, you know, also he's so strong and has such a low center of gravity that at times one or two guys would have him wrapped up and he would still fall forward for a couple of yards. And, you know, that type of back, you got to get everybody there and you got to get the pile moving backwards.
Talking to Kyle VandenBosch here on Lions Review live at Hard Rock Cafe in downtown Detroit. You want to talk Lions, this is the place to do it. We'll take your calls coming up in just a couple of minutes at 248-539-9797. You guys are now well known around the league, the defensive line. They know you're deep. They know you get after people. They know you're capable. You mentioned a moment ago that what you're seeing now is some of these quick-hitting plays. What's the adjustment in layman's terms that you have to make now to deal with that as they adjust to you?
Nothing up front. You know,
it's more tight coverage on the outside to make them work for it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming they make a lot of adjustments on the back end, but, you know, it's up front. We attack, we get in the backfield, and we make, you know, we make running backs chop their feet and, you know, try to clean it up for the linebackers and DBs. We try to hit the quarterback on every play every time he drops back, and that's what we're built for. That's the personnel we brought in. That's the attitude of every guy in our room. And, you know, we can't change that at this point. So, you know, I know this scheme works, and I know, you know, a lot of teams, because I had a similar type scheme in Tennessee, a lot of teams will attack you thinking, okay, we need to draw them. Run draw plays, run screen plays, run misdirection plays because they're so aggressive up front. But there is answers for it, and there's ways to stop it. And, you know, every time we're presented with a problem, we fix it. And, you know, whatever our problems were this week, they'll be fixed this week in practice, and it won't be a recurring issue going forward.
Kyle VandenBosch in the house. We're going to take some of your phone calls, 248-539-9797. Start off with Doug, who's in New Hudson. Hey, Doug, thanks for calling the show. You're first up tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me. First off, KBB, from a blue-collar town to a blue-collar team, I want to thank you guys for working hard. And if all the Chiefs, all the Indians can take after their chief and their coach, you guys will have a lot more fun stuff to come.
All right, thank you.
And I just had a quick question for you. In that fourth and goal on the go-ahead score for them, coming from a coaching standpoint, if you put yourself in that shoes, would you rather rush and blitz them, or would you drop back in coverage and let the front four see if they can get home and see if you can just cover the maybe 15 yards?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what we did. We're built to win with our front four, regardless of what they do, and put everybody else in coverage. And, you know, Coach Cunningham had a great call on that fourth down call. You know, they made a play and we didn't. And sometimes it's as simple as that. And, you know, probably in a game like this, everybody second guesses everything they did and looks back. And, you know, sometimes as a player, you're obviously embarrassed more in a bigger loss, but you really kick yourself after a game like this, and it's a game of inches, and it truly was a game of, you know, almost an inch, because that play went to review, and it was about as close as it could be, and we get that stop there. I think we win that game. And so, you know, you start to second guess not only that play, but every single play in the game. But we had a good call dialed up. They made a play, and we didn't. So, but I wouldn't – I mean – you know, Coach Cunningham, he's probably one of the most aggressive-minded coaches in the NFL. I mean, I think probably with a lot of defenses, he'd bring the house every single play, but he knows how to play to our strengths, and our strength is rushing with our front four and covering with the people on the back end, and that's what we did. And, you know, if everything works out, the defense we had called should have worked, and we should have gotten off the field and won. But, you know, they made a play at that moment, and we didn't.
Kyle, you're such a prideful guy. Your work ethic, people in Detroit have fallen in love with you in a short time, and I think you represent what they want this team to be. I feel confident in saying that. That being said, when you have a play like that where you feel like it's one play to win a game, how difficult is that one to let go? How many times you run that in your mind before you can just put it aside and say, boom, it's gone, let's move on?
Yeah, and it's not that play. It's you think of every single thing in that game that you messed up, you could have done better, because, I mean, ultimately everybody looks at that play and says, wow, we get that stop, we win the game. But there were so many plays in that game, and it's not something that one person messed up on that play, or one person could have done better on that play. There was 60 minutes of right. of action where anybody could have made a difference in this game. And, you know, it's the great thing about the NFL. And, you know, sometimes you make those plays, sometimes you don't. And, you know, the good thing about this team is we fight, and up to this point in the season, we have made those plays. But, you know, with what I like is you know, going back to work today, you can see guys' resiliency. You can see guys want to get back to work, and we want to put this one behind us and get back on the winning track.
To me, it's one of the most amazing things about the NFL. It's the way you guys have to compartmentalize. And I mean, you really do, because once that game's over, you know, the cliche is 24 hours, but it's true. Come tomorrow morning, and even tonight probably, all you're focusing on is Atlanta, what the game plan is when you get it on Wednesday, and you turn the page. And it's really, you have to be that way if you want to have any success in this league.
Yeah, it is a strange thing, because
not the way humans are wired.
No, as you get toward Wednesday and Thursday, you know, I can't remember, you know, I can obviously remember who we played yesterday, but I have a hard time remembering who we played 2 weeks ago and 3 weeks ago, because you put that game on the back burner and you forget about it. And, you know, maybe the next time you ever bring that game up is if it was a divisional opponent and you go back and play them again, or at the end of the season when you have a review and you kind of go over, you know, some of the things that happened to you in the season. But, you know, you just keep moving forward. And, you can't dwell. And that's the biggest thing is, you know, sometimes in this league, guys that can't move on, you let one tough loss carry over into the week, and it turns into two. And you know, that's what I like about this team is the maturity and the leadership of this team. We're not going to let this one loss affect us into Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week, and let it affect our next game.
Kyle VandenBosch in the house for you on the phone line. Hang in there, Ken. We'll start off the next segment with you. We'll open up the phone lines, 248-539-9797. This is Lions Review. We're live at Hard Rock Cafe downtown. Thanks for spending your evening with us. We appreciate that, talking Lions. We'll continue to do that on the phones and with KVB when we come back.
Reggie, check out this status update. Santa just uploaded a photo album.
I thought he was at a toy conference in Cleveland.
Last time I checked, they don't parasail in Cleveland. Look at these pictures. Claus is getting his groove on at a pool party. And he's drinking a Pepsi?
Ooh, that looks yummy.
Reggie,
He's supposed to be drinking Coke.
Actually, that's just his December gig. When Santa's on vacation, he drinks Pepsi.
If the tabloids get a hold of this, they'll have a field day.
Pull the candy canes out of your ears, Milton. It's not a secret. Claus loves drinking Pepsi in the summer.
We should call the big man right now and get him to take these pictures down.
Milton, look what Claus's Twitter feed says.
Chillaxin' with a Pepsi?
That's exactly what I'm gonna do. Look, another photo from Santa.
OMG! Blitzen drinking Pepsi in a hammock?
What's happening?
Milton, my elf, I think you need a vacation.
This is how we do it.
Summertime is Pepsi time.
This is how we do it.
Here I go.
Big day.
Finally gonna try McDonald's new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller.
Named Cherry Berry Chiller because...
it's a blended ice beverage.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, and when I try something new, if I really like it, my voice goes way up.
Ah, duly noted.
Awesome!
You weren't kidding.
A blast of cherry and raspberry.
Made with 100% fruit juice, naturally flavored. I can tell.
McDonald's new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. The simple joy of real refreshment. At participating McDonald's.
Down with McDonald's Quarter Pounder with cheese, you take big, confident bites.
But soon, the 100% beef and cheese is half gone. What have I done? Your bites get smaller as you try to savor what's left with scientific precision, but it's too late. And as you reach that last bittersweet bite, you think, until next time, dear friend. That's the way it is for me, anyway. The Quarter Pounder with Cheese sandwich from McDonald's. The simple joy of savoring every bite. At participating McDonald's.
Matthew is meeting with a Henry Ford Medical Group doctor, the official team physicians of the Detroit Lions.
So you think I'll be able to play on Sunday?
Well, the sprain does look better, and I think your mobility is improving.
Henry Ford docs are the ones keeping your favorite Lions running, diving, tackling, and blitzing week after week.
It's kind of a big game. A lot of people are counting on me to play.
With more than 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, Henry Ford physicians are also the experts you can count on for your next injury.
You know, I think you're going to be just fine for Sunday.
You see, Matt's not a professional. In fact, the game on Sunday he's talking about is just a little two-hand touch with some old high school buddies. But thanks to his Henry Ford physician, he'll be good to go. Get expert care from the same team of doctors who treat the Detroit Lions. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD to make an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.
Football season's just around the corner, and it's time to go deep. Deep dish, that is. Cottage Inn, a proud sponsor of the Detroit Football Lions. Right now. Get a large gourmet pizza for only $10.99. Just stop in at any one of our 75 convenient locations and mention you want the Lions special. Cottage Inn, serving you with a smile since 1948.
I'm in with the in crowd. Cottage Inn.
Wine Guards, Wine Guards. Everything from lawn to snow.
When you want something done right, you go to the experts. With power equipment, you want to go to the guys who know what they're talking about, not the ones wearing the aprons. The experts at Weingarts have you covered from sales to service with people that will help you pick the right equipment for the job and maintain it. Whether you're looking for mowers, tractors, chainsaws, blowers, or generators, Weingarts has a great selection to choose from. Their massive inventory includes all the top quality brands you know and some that you don't. And Weingarts provides world-class service and parts support to keep your equipment running at its best. From at-home delivery and demonstration to our 7-year enhanced protection plan, Weingarts delivers the kind of service you can't get anywhere else. When you're ready to talk to a real expert, stop by our locations in Utica, Farmington Hills, Cedar Springs, Clarkston, and our newest location in Ann Arbor.
Weingarts, Weingarts, everything from lawn to snow.
When you open a beer and the night gets better, it must be Blue Light. So you open a beer and the night gets better because you're at your buddy's house watching the game. Must be Blue Light. He opens a beer and the night gets better because you're all watching the game and boom, a puck flies into the stands. Must be Blue Light. Then someone opens a beer and your night gets better because boom, a puck flies into the stands and hey, isn't that your boss getting carried out on a stretcher? Hello, week off. Blue Light. Better beer, better times.
Always refresh responsibly. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
My love affair with burgers began at Big Boy, where they've been doing burgers better than anyone for 75 years now. Big Boy and fries, that's my go-to. So when I heard about these new Burger Lovers burgers, well, let's just say I tried all five in 24 hours. My favorite place just got more favorite-er.
Your new favorite burgers are here. Burger Lovers Burgers. Big, bold, burgery. Made with fresh, never frozen patties and a bun full of flavor.
It's your big boy.
Attention back and neck pain sufferers. My name's Dr. Sal Kogan, HealthQuest Back and Neck Solutions Center's president and the Detroit Lions DC. If you have back or neck pain, don't want surgery, or are sick of treatments that don't work, call 877-997-8378. My team of experts have helped professional athletes and others resolve their problems when everything else failed. Call 877-99-QUEST or backnecksolution.com. You don't have to live with the pain.
You work hard. You play hard. We talk hard. 97.1 The Ticket. This is the Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review on Lions Radio. 97.1 The Ticket. With your host, Dan Miller.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I want to remind you, guests on tonight's show will receive a beautiful watch, compliments of Bulova. See the complete collection of Bulova timepieces at Astrin's Creative Jewelers in downtown Birmingham. Got Kyle Vandenbosch in the house, going back over yesterday's loss, looking ahead to the Falcons coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll take your calls at 248-539-9797. Ken's been very patient on his cell phone. He joins us now. Hey, Ken, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks, guys. Listen, I just got to tell you, I don't want to take a step back, and I know we lost that game yesterday, but to every man in that locker room, including the players and the coaches, thank you for making Detroit Lions football respectable again. You've done a great job. People are noticing. We're back on the radar. Thank you for what you did in Minnesota. Great comeback. You did the same thing the week later. And again, by all means, we lost one, that's okay, but we're going in the right direction. I can't tell you how great it is to be a Lions fan and to talk about these games, and we haven't had this in forever. So please keep your heads up. You guys are going the right way. Thank you very much.
I'm sure you, Ken, thank you for the call very much. We appreciate that, and you can join us at 248-539-9797. I am sure you're a recognizable guy around town, that you get that from fans, and you understand how much this means to them because they have endured a lot.
Yeah, definitely. The fans here are great. I mean, everybody, you hear, it's almost a point of pride how long they've been Lions fans and how long they've been waiting for what we have going on now, and you can definitely feel how appreciative they are of where we're at and the things we're doing and the excitement that we are, you know, helping bring to this city. You know, and probably one of the most disappointing things for us as players is that we couldn't, that the loss came at home yesterday, because, you know, the Monday night game was, it was unreal. The atmosphere was unreal, and our home crowd helped contribute to that win. And it was the same thing yesterday. The home crowd was unbelievable. They were loud. It gave them problems on offense. And, you know, we want to win all of our games, but we for sure, you know, want to win our games at home, because we know and we understand that we have a tremendous home field advantage. And, you know, people here are excited. And, you know, Lions tickets, you know, aren't easy to come by now because of what we're doing and the excitement that the city has. So, you know, it's very important for us this week against Atlanta to get that win at home and make sure going forward that we you know, win every game at Ford Field.
You're good. Tickets are hard to come by, but did you know that premium suites aren't? Single-game suites still remain for select Lions home games, including the Green Bay game on Thanksgiving Day, 313-262-2011, 313-262-2011, or visit DetroitLions.com. You mentioned the crowd. We've seen what it does to offensive lines, and I think we're upwards of 14 false starts in the last two games. Give me the feel of a defensive lineman when you hear that. Do you hear that out there, or is it blocked out in your mind?
The crowd noise?
The pre-snap crowd noise.
I mean, nobody can hear anything. you can't hear calls from your Mike linebacker. You don't know which way the strength is. I mean, you have to turn around and get hand signals, and it's one of the things, I mean, you have to prepare for home or road. If it's loud, to use hand signals and you know, your verbal communication's kind of out the door. And some teams are more prepared than others. And, you know, Chicago came in here 2 weeks ago, and their whole first drive, they were trying to go with the verbal cadence, and they couldn't hear anything. And so they had to, you know, go with, you know, more of a rhythm type thing in a silent cadence later. But when you can't hear anything, the defense definitely has the advantage because especially defensive linemen, we're trained to key the ball. You're trained to kind of tone out the quarterback's cadence. And so it's definitely our advantage. And, you know, with the people we have up front, with our defensive line, they get nervous and they start jumping.
Yeah, I would think it's kind of fun to feed off their frustration too, because I'm sure you can see that in the offensive line. It's got to be a frustrating thing for them.
Oh, definitely. It was frustrating for them, you know, the last 2 weeks, and it's frustrating for the quarterback. You can see it in his eyes, and I'm sure it's frustrating for their offensive coordinator and head coach. I mean, you know, you like to, as an offensive coordinator, you'd like to stay on a schedule. You have a script for, you know, first and 10, for second and 7, for, you know, third and 2, third and 3. You get off the script when you get into first and 15, and when you get into first and 20, or you get into second and 13. Those are the plays that an offensive coordinator, those are the situations an offensive coordinator has a hard time calling plays.
You got another one of those quarterbacks coming up this week in the Falcons that can move around a little bit. Ryan's a guy that if you pressure him, got to make sure it's controlled pressure and you got contained, because if he gets outside, he's dangerous when he throws on the run. He can do a lot out there.
Yeah, he's got a cannon. I mean, he, you know, he's shown from his rookie year, he's got a ton of poise. Even under pressure, you get guys in his face and you get guys hitting him as he's throwing. He can still deliver the ball. So, you know, we know our challenge is to try to get pressure on him early, get him off the spot, and try to affect his rhythm. Because, you know, he's a good quarterback. He's got good receivers, got a good running back. You know, we have a lot of different things we need to prepare for this week. You know, we're going against, regardless of what has happened to them up to this point this year, this is a team that had the best record in the NFL in the regular season last year, and they're coming back with basically the same people on this team. I mean, they've added a couple of new players, but, you know, they have the talent of a 14-2 team, so that's the team that we need to prepare for.
Yeah, we talked about some with Coach, just some of the players they have with Roddy White and Julio Jones and Gonzalez. And seems, I guess this is the way it is in the NFL. You face a great back every week. It certainly seems like you guys have. Talk to me about Turner and the kind of problems that he presents.
Same type of back. Same type of back as Gore. You know, he's got a low center of gravity. He's strong, keeps his legs churning. You can have, you know, the right defense called and have a guy step up and hit him in his gap, and he's gonna run a few people over, and he's gonna keep his legs turning and fall forward for a couple of extra yards. And but he also, you know, he looks, just if you would just look at him, you would think, wow, this is a power back. He's probably a really good short yardage back, but he has that breakaway speed. You know, every year he has several, almost every game he has one or two breakout runs, and you know that's going to be our challenge, because that's the thing that hurt us this past week when we played a back like Gore, was the breakout runs. And you know, you can live with 7-8 yard runs throughout the course of a game, but it's the, you know, 25-30 yard runs that break your back. And so that's something that we need to make sure we don't let him get going and break those long runs on us.
Closing moments with Kyle. Let's sneak in a phone call here. Go to Brian in White Lake. Hey, Brian, you're next up.
Hello?
Hey, Brian, you're up.
Hi. I had a question about the last drive in the last game. Everyone in this town has caught Lions fever. It's been awesome to finally watch these games that are going on. That last drive comes up. Got to go 80 yards in a minute and 12 seconds, and everybody that was watching the game with me was expecting 15, 20-yard passes, picking the sidelines, getting out of bounds, moving that ball down, and another good Lions victory. But what happened was 5 or 10-yard passes over the middle, and receivers trying to fight for an extra 2-3 yards while the time's clicking away with no timeouts. It was a glimpse of the Lions of old, and I got to tell you, it scared everybody that was watching the game on Sunday with us.
Yeah, I don't think it was a reason to be scared. I think that sack on first down kind of threw the offense out of its rhythm. It's what you guys did to Romo in Dallas.
Yeah, so a sack kills a two-minute drive every time. It very, 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 very rarely does an offense score in a two-minute drive when they get sacked.
Kyle, great stuff. We always appreciate the time you spent with us. Thank you very much. Kyle VandenBosch, everybody. That'll do it for us. Thank you guys for coming out tonight. We appreciate that. Thanks for listening at home. We appreciate that as well. We'll be back here next Monday night after the Lions take on the Falcons. Have a great week. So long, everybody.
Look, everybody knows which way the price of gas is going, okay? You don't need a bunch of donut eaters at a focus group to tell you that. But only the engineers at Ford seem to get it. Because they gave the 2011 F-150 the most torque, most towing, most horsepower, most payload, and you won't be put in a chokehold every time you fill up at the pump. Because you can also get the absolute best fuel economy. An estimated 23 highway miles per gallon. Yep, that's 23. That's best in class, and no other truck engine has numbers like it. And you can only find it in one truck, Ford F-150. Chew on that. This is the future. This is the Ford F-150. Built Ford tough.
Claims based on full-size pickups when properly equipped. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid. EPA estimated 17 city, 23 highway, and 19 combined MPG. Compared to comparable competitive engines. 3.7-liter V6 4x2.
I'm a football fan, and I need tickets to the game.
And I'm a football fan with tickets I can't use. Stupid client dinner. Stupid
so where do we go to find each other?
NFL Ticket Exchange by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace of the NFL. Stupid traffic school.
That's right. I get in the game no sweat.
And I get paid automatically without having to mail or ship my tickets. Stupid witness relocation program.
Really?
Ticketmaster sends your official resale tickets via email.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Very cool. So if you're like one of us...
and you need to buy or sell NFL tickets...
go to NFL.com/ticket exchange today.
Minor aches and pains sometimes come and go. But shoulder, hip, or knee pain can become unbearable over time. Thankfully, Oakwood's nationally recognized orthopedics program offers Joint Class 101, a free seminar. You'll learn more about your pain, its causes, and your many choices to get relief. To register, call 800-543-WELL or visit oakwood.org. Oakwood, we specialize in you.
The two guys and they're thinking of stuff, a Hungry Howie's radio ads.
What are you sketching?
I call them Hungry Howie's Super Sides.
Capitalizing on the whole superhero craze?
Super Sides?
Yeah, Hungry Howie's pizza with Super Sides. Kapow!
Oh, like the side items from their menu?
Yeah, banana, fighting hunger with flavor. Ah! Boneless wings kicking into action. Nah, nah, Mr. Crisp Salad, always keeping things cool. Nah.
Why is that sub on fire?
Oven-baked subs, bro.
Bringing some heat to the feast.
Right.
Ooh, who's the hottie riding the wave of Pepsi? Ooh la la, mama.
Wait, no.
Yes.
Is that my sister? Not cool. I make no apologies for my art or your sister.
Hunger-fighting super side items. Oh, that's an idea. Don't go solo. Team up with a side item when you order at Hungry Howie's Pizza.
Hungry?
Howie!
Tonight's Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review Show was brought to you by the 2011 Ford F-150, built Ford tough, by Pepsi Max, zero calories, maximum taste, official soft drink of the Detroit Lions, and by Labatt, cheer till you're blue, on Lions Radio, 97.1, The Ticket.